rubber game of the series between the Rangers and Athletics. Rougned Odor and Elvis Andrews signing some autographs before the game. We pick up the action, no score in the second. Joey Gallo at the dish facing Sean Manaea.
And so I think with Joey Gallo, what you're looking at right here is a guy that one swing of the bat has a chance to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you'll take your chances with that. And it allows Joey to stay in the lineup, continue to develop, get his at-bats.
Manaea checks his runners, and Gallo swings, hits this one deep out to right field, and gone! A three-run blast for Joey Gallo. Rangers on the board first.
And now the left-hander winds and fires the 1-0 pitch, and he finds the outside corner with this offering. To even things up here at a ball and a strike, Odor starting out this at bat over on the left side of the infield. Up the middle, but just a couple of steps to the left of directly behind second. So three on the left side here for the right-handed hitting Healy, who hits this ball to right field, of course. And Mazara coming in, stumbling, falls, reaches down. It's in his glove. He holds on. That's a catch. A rumbling, stumbling catch in right field there for Nomar Mazara as he takes a base hit away from Healy on what was a slicing and sinking line drive.
This team has been knocking him out of the yard regularity in this homestand. 10 home runs in these first almost six games now. Gallo rips this one into right field, base hit. Odor is in. Rua will score. It's a two-run single by Gallo. 6-0 Rangers. Rangers three runs in the second inning, three more in the sixth today. Those odd lines when you look at the scoreboard, more runs than hits. And they've actually tacked on a couple of extra hits late. Chirino swings, hits this ball well to left field. Kana going back. That one is gone, a home run. Two-run shot for Robinson Chirinos.
Oh, he killed that ball way back in the A's bullpen. One that he hit foul that blew back into the stands. He had a good swing at it, just got underneath it a little bit. But boy, he didn't miss that one. He launched it.
The Rangers take it 8-1, taking two out of three from the Athletics. Martin Perez the win, going 5 1/3 scoreless innings, striking out six. Joey Gallo, two hits and a career-high five RBIs. Rangers manager Jeff Banister spoke to the media about the 8-1 victory.
Well, I think that Joe has always believed in his own abilities. The thing that I think his confidence, once our conversation, he understood exactly how we felt about him, how we feel about him. And then once he got confident in the box, the ability to use the hands, see pitches, I think more than anything else, it's just as the season started, the competitive at-bats continued to build upon themselves. You could kind of see some of this coming. He's pushing the ball forward. There's some positive results as far as balls that he was putting in play.
Yeah, Martin really was working early with the purpose and attacking just like he said he was going to do. How important was that for his start that he had?
Yeah, I think they're all important. I think more important, though, was that when he was in some innings where he really needed to make some big pitches, I think four of the strikeouts came in those innings that those I believe are big confidence builders for him to be able to make big pitches in those type of situations, understand that his stuff is good, trust it, throw strikes. And so I think that in itself is the biggest booster for him.
Joey Gallo with two hits and a career-high five RBIs spoke after the game.
Run off a lefty, and then that two RBI single comes on the 0-2 count. It's obvious you're feeling comfortable.
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good at the plate. So, just being around this team more, like I said before with you, it's definitely, it's kind of a weight off my shoulders. I'm kind of just be able to be myself now and play. So, the results are starting to come.
Joey, we did talk about it. You said you don't feel like you're trying out for this team. You know you can contribute. Has the mental been the biggest difference for you this year?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's, you know, I'm not getting too high and too low. You know, if I have a good game, I have a good game. If I have a bad game, I just stick with the same approach the next day, and results start to come. So I'm trying not to change too much, and you know, so far it's been working.
Up next, the Rangers visit the Angels Tuesday. Cole Hamels against Tyler Skaggs.